Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It probably sounds like a pretty strange or even uncomfortable piece of advice. But if you are a native English or German speaker, it might seem very normal. Because this is an idiom that comes from a German proverb. But what does it mean? And how did it get into English? Welcome to Where Did That Come From? A podcast from Venture English about the origin of English words and phrases. I'm Paul Preston. This idiom means that even though not every part of an idea is good, the base idea is still important. For example, for my son's birthday, we wanted to have a party. We thought about having a clown and a bounce house and maybe pony rides. Of course, the whole thing got out of control, and we just thought about giving up. But then my wife said, "Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. We still need to have a party." As I mentioned, this comes from a German idiom that may have started as a picture. In 1512, the book Appeal to Fools was published and featured a woodcut of a woman throwing out bathwater with, you guessed it, a baby in it. The idiom was quickly picked up and used by influential people like Martin Luther and Johannes Kepler. So it's easy to imagine it spreading across the country and eventually being translated into other languages, such as English. But even as recently as 1849, it was thought of as a German proverb. An essay on slavery published that year quotes the phrase with a comment, "As the Germans say." Well, nobody thinks of it as German anymore, so I guess it has been completely absorbed by English. It's very interesting how we borrow idioms from language to language. Thanks for listening to Where Did That Come From? We'd love to hear from you. Come to our website, ventureenglish.com. That's VENTURENGLISH.com, and become a member. On your member profile page, you can send a request for a topic you'd like to hear on this podcast or on our other podcast about business English called 3-Minute English. Subscribe to that podcast too on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or Amazon Music. At Venture English, you can also take advantage of free grammar resources and sign up for an online course or face-to-face session. Also, check out our Venture English YouTube channel for more coaching, practice, and information about English. I hope you'll subscribe and watch for new videos every week. Let us know how we can help you study English better. From Venture English, I'm Paul Preston, and this has been Where Did That Come From? Always remember to have a little fun with your English.